Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's time for Nacho's Revenge.
Nacho!
Okay, morning mess. Back at it with your favorite prank calls. Nacho's Revenge. Let's say good morning to Brittany.
Morning!
Hi, guys.
Hi, Brittany. How are you?
Well, I'll be better soon.
Hope so.
We hear you need some revenge with Ethan. Now, who's Ethan?
He's my husband.
Nice, nice. Okay, how can we help and hurt?
Wow.
Yeah, I need you to help me get revenge on him for giving away all of my most prized possessions, actually.
Do you mean your children?
Besides them.
Besides them.
We've got two kids, okay? And in our house, we're probably like your average family. You know, we've got a couple of gaming systems. We've all got a phone. We've got a computer in the house. You know, my husband and I each have a laptop. And then we, on top of that, security cameras, a smart thermostat, and smart speakers, all that stuff, you know.
Okay.
Well, we had dinner with some of our friends that were complaining about how much screen time that their kids are having now that we're in lockdown. Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay, sure. Like, ours are obviously obsessed with video games, you know, FaceTiming their friends, but I don't know what else to do with them. So I guess my husband is clearly more worried than I thought about it because he gave away, did not sell to get us the money that we could use right now. He gave away all the technology that we had, aside from the phone.
Wait. He gave away, like, the video games, the speakers? Is that what you're saying?
The cameras, the smart thermostat, all of it. Stuff that we spent a ton of money on.
Oh.
Why wouldn't he sell it?
I just think that it was such a split decision that he made. And I just feel like, how dare he blindside me with this decision, you know? We could have had a talk and about, like, limiting their screen time, being parents. But instead, he goes and does that. So now I've just been trying to spend my time replacing all of our stuff and being mad at him, you know, giving him the silent treatment.
Right. So how many kids do you have again?
Two kids.
Two kids. And their ages?
They're 4 and 6.
Four and
so
six.
They love that stuff, you know?
Yeah. So like the tablets he got rid of and all that stuff?
Yeah. Stuff that we've been using to entertain them. Like, I don't feel bad saying that. I'm at the point now where I just honestly just need a good laugh.
Well, I think you married him. So. But do you need our help to ruin his morning? Because we're here for it.
Yeah, so here's my idea. I'm thinking that you guys can call him and tell him that basically me and him won some type of like smart home makeover, like maybe something I signed up for one of those giveaways on Facebook or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You know, tell him that the entire house will become tech savvy, like mirrors with smart display, fridges that connect to the internet, light bulbs on your smartphone, like whatever they make, tell him that we won all of it.
Uh-huh.
And I'm thinking that he's going to totally freak out.
Why would he freak out because of that? Because he's so anti-tech stuff?
Exactly. Exactly. He doesn't want any of it.
He's one of those doomsday preppers, isn't he?
Oh, my God. He just gets these ideas in his head or he'll read something on social media and he just goes so crazy with it.
He's dramatic.
He's so dramatic.
Well, guess who's more dramatic? Anish. But after Anish, it's Nacho Chavez, Nacho with two O's. I got this. All right, I'm going to let him know that you want a whole home smart system and really freak him out, okay?
Oh, my God. Awesome.
Okay, I just need his number from you and we'll ruin his morning.
Okay.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to call up her husband, Ethan. Up next, it's the Morning Mess. Nacho's Revenge, your favorite prank calls. Morning Mess here. Spoke to Brittany. Totally, totally frustrated with her husband. This guy is so anti-tech that he gave out all the kids' tablets. Brittany, what else did he give out in the household?
I mean, laptops, all different kinds of, like, smart devices that we had, like, for security, things like that.
Girl.
Everything that you can dream of, yeah.
You gave out the video games, I'm assuming televisions. Oh. Like, you said every single piece of technology, which, first of all, I would crumble. But second of all, you gave it out for free, which means you also lost out on a lot of money you could have made.
Lost on a ton of money, and now my kids have nothing to do. Exactly.
Now, what freaked them out? Is this an Illuminati that someone got in his head? Like, what was it?
Yeah, like, our friends are talking about it, because we got into a conversation with them over dinner about just, like, lockdown and how we're all obviously at home so much and the kids aren't at school. So, like, you know, it's not like how it was when we were kids way back when, you know, like, we were outside. But it's a different time. That's what he doesn't get.
Okay. Your husband's crazy. So what we're going to do is ruin his morning. Your idea was that I'm going to call him and say he won, like, some big raffle and you guys are getting a whole smart home. Everything tech in your house to really freak him out.
Yeah.
I will say I need all members on deck. I'm going to be calling you guys for this one, okay? You ready, mess? All right, here we go.
Hello.
Hi, may I speak to Ethan, please?
This is him.
Hi, Ethan. This is Nacho Chavez. Nacho with two O's, by the way. I'm from Are You Dumber Than Your House? Smart Homes Incorporated. How are we this morning?
If this is a sales call, I'll save us both some time.
Nope, not at all, Ethan. I just wanted to let you know somebody submitted your name for our yearly Big Bang and Boom Bonanza raffle, and you are a grand prize winner. You're a winner.
I'm. Who is this?
This is Nacho with two O's.
Nacho.
Anywho,
so why are you calling me?
Well, you're the grand prize winner. Let me let you know. You win our Mucho Money Mega Mill We Must Be Silly Smart Home. You win it all for absolutely free.
I won money.
No. You won our Mucho Money Mega Millie We Must Be Silly Smart Home.
I am really confused. I have no idea what you're talking
about. It's okay, because we have a smart home to get you out of your confusion. So this is what the deal is. Smart TVs mounted in every wall except your closet, because I'm not here to judge if you're in or out of it.
Oh,
also.
No.
What?
No, this. No.
Huh?
No, I didn't.
No, go on. Okay, so mirrors with a holographic display with three options in the image. Okay, so you can get a daffodil, a picture of a three-legged camel, or Drake. Either or, you can make that decision as we're installing the holographic display, okay?
Bro, what are you talking about?
I'm talking about the scales that scream at you when you step on them. It's cute. Funny, motivates me. I have one. I like to weigh my dog Pepino. Make sure he's staying on his diet. Yes? You with me?
We're not done.
You also get this smart refrigerator. This smart refrigerator that is connected to Wi-Fi just in case you need to watch an episode of The Hell.
Why? I don't want this shit. Keep it.
I can't. I work here.
You can keep the TV. You can have the talking scale or whatever.
Then we're going to hook you up with this toilet that talks to you while you go. And here's a little talking toilet hack. If you ask, what's up, toilet, it shoots water up your whoop-de-hoo. It's really cool.
I don't know what is happening right now.
It's a talking toilet. Not only that, beauty-enhancing bathroom mirrors that can email a picture to your ex to show how better off you are and how good-looking you are now.
This sounds ridiculous. You know what?
Listen, but this is not ridiculous. It's a bed that tucks you in and reads your favorite Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star, or Ain't No Fun by Snoop Dogg. Why?
I don't want that. I don't want it. Keep it. Do not come to my house.
No bed. That tucks. No. Ain't no fun. The homies can't have none. Okay, but it does come with the robot vacuum that sucks up everything except the soul out your body. But everything else, nuts, bolts, trash. Hello? You win it all. Absolutely free for winning the raffle.
How did I win this?
Someone submitted it. Also comes with a video camera, doorbell to tell the visitors to go to hell if their thumbprint isn't recognized.
I don't want this. Keep it.
Okay, the last thing, though.
I'm serious with you, okay?
I wish I won this because it also comes with a voice activation so your home can have a personality to make the transition easier to your family. So you have options, okay? First one, you can have the sassy gay Indian Anisha.
Hiya, it's Anisha. Welcome to your new home.
Or sassy baby Latina Kayla.
Hola, Papa. Welcome to the house. It's so happy you're here.
What is this?
All right. Ethan, we do have to let you know. You're actually live on the radio right now, my guy.
What is happening?
We're the morning mess. Your lady Brittany is on the line. She set you up.
Oh, okay. This makes a lot more sense.
Yeah.
This is revenge, right? You getting back at me?
Or in front of you. Hello.
Oh my God.
If you're lucky.
Nacho!
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.